With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Republican leaders in the House sprinting towards a vote on President Trump's tax and spending cuts package. House Speaker Mike Johnson said he's been speaking with GOP colleagues who have concerns.
We are working through everybody's issues and making sure that we can secure this vote. I feel very positive about the progress. We've had lots of great conversations. I've met with individuals and groups all day long, as has the president, who's fully engaged as well. Trying to convince everybody this is the very best product that we can produce.
The bill would extend and make permanent various individual and business tax breaks Republicans passed in the president's first term, plus temporarily add new tax breaks for tips, overtime, and car buyers. President Trump took to Truth Social this morning to call out Republicans who are still refusing to get behind the House procedural vote on the Big Beautiful Bill. With five Republican nays and another eight Republicans who have yet to cast a vote, the president described the benefits that the country is poised to gain with the bill's passage, saying, quote, largest tax cuts in history in a booming economy versus biggest tax increase in history in a failed economy. What are the Republicans waiting for? What are you trying to prove? MAGA is not happy and it's costing you votes, end quote. Wisconsin's law banning abortion, which dated back to the mid-1800s, is struck down by the state's high court.
The law was in effect until the U.S. Supreme Court passed Roe v. Wade in 1973. But conservative Wisconsin legislators argued that the nullifying of Roe v. Wade in 2022 reactivated the old state abortion ban. The state attorney general, a Democrat, filed a lawsuit. And on Wednesday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court's liberal majority struck down the 176-year-old abortion ban. I'm Donna Water.
This is SRN News. A new poll compares the U.S. to the rest of the world on religion.
About 70% of Americans say they are religiously affiliated, and that's a lot more than most other rich industrialized nations, but far behind the mostly Muslim countries. According to the Pew Research Survey, we are middle of the pack when it comes to daily prayer. We do it more than our European neighbors, but less than people in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. The U.S. is near the top of the heap, though, when it comes to believing in an afterlife. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court's ruling that states can bar sex change operations on kids is already having an effect. Rulings in favor of people posing as the opposite sex have been thrown out in four states. The High Court has ordered appellate judges to re-examine cases from Idaho, North Carolina, Oklahoma, and West Virginia involving access to sex change operations and changes to birth certificates. A growing number of states are passing laws aimed at protecting kids from radical medical procedures. This is SRN News. A municipal workers' strike in Philadelphia enters day two.
Trash bags are starting to pile up on the curb and spill out of cans in Philadelphia on day two of a strike by some 10,000 city workers. A judge granted an injunction ordering some back to work, including 911 dispatchers and essential employees at the water department. District Council 33 of the municipal union says they're seeking 8% annual raises and for the city to pay the full cost for employee health care, among other benefits. Mayor Sherelle Parker says the city has put its best offer on the table, offering raises that amount to 13% over her four-year term. I'm Jennifer King.
A new wildfire in central Oregon is forcing evacuations. The Grizzly Flat Fire was reported Wednesday afternoon, burning through grass, brush, and juniper as it expanded to 50 acres. Several homes northwest of there were evacuated. More details at srnnews.com.